We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
CHGO Bulls Podcast is back in your face and on your airwaves, y'all. Welcome in to this wonderful show that we do here at the lovely CHGO Studios. I am Big Dave. Follow me at Ball Sports. That adult over there is Will the Go Gottlieb. Follow him at Will_Gottlieb because he is a grown-up and adult and not a child like me. But yes, welcome in, y'all. Make sure y'all get your DraftKings on. Use that code CHGO and use it, and it will be fun because football season is on the way. Make you some money on the ones and twos over there. This is my main man, Mr. G Braggs. What's up, Braggs? How you feel, sir?
I'm doing great.
You're doing wonderful?
I'm doing great. Calm, cool, and collected.
It's so like you. I do have a question for you, sir. I actually have two questions for you.
I'm scared.
One, please tell the people, because, you know, you lost all the weight. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Tell the people how you were able to do this, how you were able to lose all the weight. Was it just a lot of push-ups and running, or did you have some help with this?
Well, it's persistency and consistency.
Persistency? All right.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. We'll allow it. Okay. Second question, sir.
Yes, sir.
You're a big country music guy.
Yes, sir.
All right. I don't think I'm a big country music. Will, I don't think you are either. Does that make you a Taylor Swift fan?
No, I am not a Taylor Swift fan.
Wow, you look really offended when I said this.
No, I mean,
he's giving she's you the a
pop. He really did, didn't he?
She's more he pop did. Than, uh-huh. You know, so I don't know.
You don't do the pop country?
No, I'm not saying I don't. I'm just not a Swiftie. I'm not a Swiftie. My guy Lou Medina is, but I'm not.
Okay, all right. Do you have any Taylor Swift song you like? Like, you like anything by her?
You know, I had this long conversation when she was in town, and I'm like, it's an unbelievable, she's like the Beatles, and it blows my mind because I couldn't name you. If the song started playing, I could sing along to it a little bit, but I couldn't name you right now if you held my feet to the fire, five songs of hers.
Me neither, no.
You know what I mean?
No, I can name you two right now. No, I can probably name you three off the top of my head. But that's as far as I'll probably go.
You know, it's like she's like the Rolling Stones, but like within her own circle. Like
yes.
Everyone knows the Rolling Stones.
Yes.
But Swifties, it's just for their circle.
Can you name
and
five?
It's a giant circle.
Can you name five Rolling Stones songs?
No. But I can sing them.
He thought to himself for a second he might put in the effort to try.
I can sing them. You know what I mean? Like, they're in movies. You know what I mean? Like, that's where a lot of my music I got from as a kid. Like,
it was movies and stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Watching the movie. Then 10 years later, as I got older in high school, I'm like, oh, that's the song from this movie.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I kind of, like, reversed my way into music life.
Okay, that's the back way in.
Yeah.
Moonwalked in.
Yeah.
Shout out Michael Jackson. Okay, yeah. I see what you did. All right, thanks for indulging me, sir, because I sure had these questions. There will be more questions. You just be ready for that.
Oh, my God.
Persistency.
You just leave me alone.
Well, that's not going to happen. That's not what I do, Brax. It's not what I do.
Joey.
You're going to get this love.
Joey, come home.
Yeah, you're going to get this love, sir. You're lucky I ain't asking you for the Joey meter right now. You're lucky I ain't doing that right now. I'm being nice.
Does that exist?
Oh, it exists. Oh, it's a thing. And, yes, the Joey meter is real. But, yes, he will be here very, very soon, y'all, probably next week. Joey will be in the building. And soon Matt Peck will be with us soon, man. Matt, get better, get well, sir. We will hold it down for you. And part of that holding
I
it down.
I found this, but I'm sure it's not
It's
updated.
At about 6 right now.
Well,
it's okay.
Just,
see?
I found a meter, so you
okay.
just can't deal with
this
that.
This is why I wasn't trying to do nothing to you. I said I wasn't going to ask you, and you did it to yourself. What are you trying, Braggs? Come on, man. I'm trying to be nice. All right. Well, one thing that nice that did happen, though, was Will and I, accompanied by other members of the CHGO crew and staff, we went over to the Advocate Center today to talk to some of the Bulls people, some of the Bulls PR, about the Bulls Fest that is going down this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. As you can see, the swag that was handed to us while we were there, and we were very excited to get it. It's going to be an awesome, awesome event. From what we saw, it's going to be really huge. They've scaled it down a little bit, but it's still going to be pretty big, Will.
I think they said 400 teams are going to come play in this tournament. There's going to be a three-point shooting contest. There's going to be a dunk contest. Mm-hmm. There's going to be live shows from us here at Seed Show. We're going to be setting up shop and interviewing what I would say are some pretty cool people.
It's pretty damn cool people we're going to be talking to there, Will.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. You know, it's going to be music there. They're going to have DJs there, man. Like you said, there'll be a three-point contest, dunk contest. There'll be art. There'll be an art exhibit going on inside. There'll be former players there as well. Our guy Will Perdue will definitely be in the building on one of those days. Kendall Gill will be in the building on one of those days. Nate Robinson will be in the building on one of those days, man. So, and it's a free event to the public. So you all come on out. Show some love. We will be there. Definitely come on up to us. Say hello. Why don't you just go up to Will and high five him? He loves it. Just do that. Give him a high five, man.
Should we tell the people who we're interviewing?
You want to do that?
Yeah.
You
want
to break
it
to them?
Let's
all right. Break them news then. Go ahead. Break that news.
So, first of all, we're going to be talking to maybe new starting point guard of the Chicago Bulls, Javon Carter.
Hey, shout out.
He'll be on stage with us.
Shout out.
Talking for 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll be talking to somebody in the events department of the organization, talking about the Bulls Fest and why it's so important to them and kind of what went into setting this whole thing up.
How cool
it
is.
And then we will cap it off with an interview of Chicago Bulls general manager Mark Eversley.
Boom!
We'll be joining the show, hang with us for 10 or 15 minutes. We're going to talk to him, ask him some questions, get a sense of the offseason, what they're looking forward to.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be really cool. Very, very excited about it.
I'm very, very excited. You know, I want to ask him about something I've already talked about on this show, and that's becoming the positive liaison for the Chicago Bulls, the positive affirmation liaison. I want this job.
And just for the people who don't know, what does that entail, Dave?
That entails
sitting behind the bench.
Come on.
Yelling positive affirmations
yes.
at everybody who he feels needs it.
Mm-hmm.
And just bringing that positivity the way he does.
Now, Braggs, you've been a party to my positivity. You felt some of this early on. How did it feel? How did it work for you, sir?
It made me feel great.
See what
it
I'm did. Saying?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying,
no,
man?
It made me feel great.
Come on, man.
Yep.
Give me some of this, man. Come on, Mark. I'm asking for this gig. This is what's going to happen. We'll see what he says, because this is just something. They always say, if you do it for free, then you love it. And I do it for free. And they love it, man. It's what I do. So
but you
I'm
also
well
wouldn't mind getting paid.
Well, I wouldn't mind it. I don't get paid. You know, it's behind the Bulls bench. If you can let me in every game, I'll probably take that as well. That'd be cool, too. Shout out to Amanda saying what's up to us all the way from Australia. Goose Island, G, will definitely be there. And Goose Island will be in the building as well. So, yes, it's going to be awesome. If y'all are in town, if y'all are in the city, whatever, come on by. Have fun, hang
free,
out.
Free admission.
Free.
You can come
free,
hang with
free.
Us. You can watch our show live. You can watch some of the games. There's going to be art. There's going to be just a whole bunch of cool stuff going on. And like Dave said, it's both days. So if you're free at all this weekend,
yeah.
We will be there just Saturday, but you should go check it out.
Yeah.
Whenever you can.
It's going to be some awesome people there, man. It's just going to be fun. So come hang out with us, man. Come enjoy the day. Hang out with a bunch of other Bulls fans as well. It's going to be all love. So, yeah, it's going to be cool. But on this show today, we are going to be doing Hoops Grid Part 2. We're going to bring that out. That's going to be awesome, man, because Will was very gung-ho about it. He wanted us to be better at this. You know, he's kind of like Tibbs talking about play. You know, it doesn't sound fun.
I just want to start.
Got to be better. Got to be better.
I just want to start in my role, get 1% better each and every day. You know, all those cliches and platitudes.
Right, exactly. We're going to try to do that. Win one for the Gipper is what we're going to be out there trying to do. So, yeah, and we'll also talk about the in-season tournament schedule. That was released just this afternoon. We're going to go over who the Bulls will be playing, when they'll be playing these teams, y'all, and we'll give you a little background, on what the in-season tournament is. But first, let's start with some Bulls news, because there was some little Bulls news that happened. The Bulls have signed Terry Taylor to that contract, y'all. Terry Taylor, first of all, he was a Chicago Bull that I really liked and I really enjoyed, and I wanted to see him come back to this team and see what he has. So I'm very happy he got the contract. He had a two-way deal in February with the Chicago Bulls, but now he has a solidified contract, bringing that roster to 14, but bringing that total to 18 with 3 two-way contracts. Am I correct about that, Will? 3 two-way contracts on that team for the Chicago Bulls. 5 games for Terry last season with the team. Had 4 points, 1 rebound in about 7 minutes. Terms of the deal that he signed were not disclosed. Will, do you feel like this will be the final signing? Like, is the roster complete now having Terry Taylor here on the team?
So, like you said, we don't know the details of the contract, but I think it's going to be at least – so the qualifying offer for his two-way spot was $1.8 million.
Okay.
And if that's the case, the Bulls are going to be over the tax by a decent number here. So, no, I don't think this is the final thing. Mm. They still have Carlick Jones. His number is non-guaranteed. It becomes partially guaranteed on the first night of the NBA season. But I do not think the Bulls are going into the tax for Terry Taylor to be the 15th man. I think they will try to find a way under at some point or another. And at the very least, they will just try to shave it down throughout the course of the season. Maybe there's another trade.
Yeah.
So they do have 15 under roster right now, and that's the max that you can have on your normal roster. You can bring guys in, I believe, up to 20 or 22 on Exhibit 10 deals, which just allow you to train with the team during training camp. And then you've obviously got the 3 two-ways, and those guys are locked in. Mm-hmm. Justin Lewis, Onuralp Batim, and who's the last one that I'm forgetting?
My man out of Connecticut.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Adama Sanogo.
Yes.
So the roster is full for now, but like I said, I do not see them going into the tax to bring in 15th man Terry Taylor, so would not be surprised if there's another cost-cutting move here down the line.
Yeah.
And just to say, the tax is counted at the end of the season. So even if the Bulls start the year in the luxury tax, they can get out of it at any point, and they won't get that penalty. But remember, last year I believe it was a $10 million check that the Reinsdorfs got from the league for all the other teams that went into the luxury tax that got redistributed to the non-tax teams.
Okay.
So the Bulls, if they decide to go into the tax here for Terry Taylor, even if they're like $1,000 into the tax, mm-hmm. they will forego that $10 million or $15 million check, whatever it is this year,
okay.
which cost them a lot of money, obviously, just to have Terry Taylor on the roster.
Right.
So all that to say, there's no way this is the end of it. But for now, they are locked in with 15 regular roster spots, which is the max, and yeah. 3 two-ways, which is also the max.
That is the max, man. That's where they're at. And like I said, I like Terry Taylor. Even in the short amount of time I looked at him and I saw him, I'm not saying that like he's going to get out there and play. Like he's going to get some time, you know what I'm saying, on the floor. I mean, he got, like I said, he was getting, 7 minutes, like, against, like, yeah, that's about what I think it will be. I just like having guys, Will, that if something truly catastrophic happens to the Chicago Bulls, they have people you can actually plug in who I'm like, okay, that's okay. I got this guy who I can plug in and we'll be okay. You know, I'm not saying he's going to come in and be an all-star if that happens, and but just somebody that can keep the train rolling.
Be a 15th man.
Exactly.
Yeah,
be a 15th
and I
think, man.
You know, Terry Taylor, he's almost 24 years old, still very young. He had a pretty decent rookie year with the Pacers in 21-22, where he played 33 games, 21 and a half minutes per game, and put up like almost 10 points, 5 rebounds, and an assist and a half. So you know, I think he's got an interesting skill set. A lot of people compare him to like a sort of poor man's Bruce Brown. Mm. And that's like a really valuable player. Obviously, that the production's not quite there. But just in terms of the size and the skill set, I think that kind of tracks. His shot has a lot of work. I watched him a lot pregame, just getting shots up, working with Billy Donovan III, who is part of the video staff.
Yes.
They work together a bunch. And, you know, he's got some interesting, you know, handling and dribbling skills. Definitely has to work on the shot. But I think as like a short roll man, as a defender, as a guy who can scale up and down positions to be able to guard, you know, two or three through four or five, definitely valuable. And I think the Bulls really value having guys that they know that they've developed through their system, even though it's been only, you know, five games last year with the Bulls, to be able to like integrate those guys into what the Bulls are building and hopefully try to develop them. He also dominated in the G League. Mm. So he's definitely got some skill, and I think the Bulls will keep working with him. I guess my question is like, is this the best they could have done with the back end of their roster? Mm. So to me, it's like the last year or 2 years, really, you've had a couple of roster spots that are basically just like dead money, right? Like you already have Lonzo, and that's, so you basically only have 14 roster spots when everybody else has 15. And then you've got like Simonovic last year, and just some of these guys that are just sitting on the bench and they really have no hope to play, as opposed to continuing to like bring guys in, try them out, see what they do, see if they can add value. And if not, get rid of them, move on to the next guy. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what happens here. We'll just have to see. But I wonder, you know, right now, if Dalen Terry's not ready to play, if Julian Phillips is not ready to play, if Terry Taylor is not ready to play, that's four guys that are just going to be sitting at the end of your bench, not giving you much. And then, you know, who knows what happens with Carlique Jones. Mm-hmm. He probably is not playing at the NBA level, but he's guaranteed he's on the roster right now, potentially could get fully guaranteed. So that's 10 guys that are under roster that are actually potentially giving you minutes. Mm. We feel like that's deep now, but what happens if somebody goes down? All of a sudden that starts to get cut in half and cut in half. And, you know, can you get enough out of these bottom four roster spots to really help keep you afloat?
Yeah, that's true. And I think this just keeps in line, though, with the continuity. They definitely want that
in a big way.
In a huge way, yes.
Tremendous continuity.
Bringing Terry Taylor back and doing it like that. I honestly think this helps your back end of your roster because it's better than what it was, in my opinion. Like, okay, is he better than Marco? Yeah. You're like, so you've improved. You know, it's what you've done. And it doesn't seem like they're going to go outside and make those huge moves to improve the back end of a roster. Like, I don't know what big old move they could make to get somebody who's not going to play a lot of minutes on your team. Usually back end of the roster reserved for guys who are super long veterans or, you know, young guys or guys like Terry Taylor who are just still trying to prove themselves.
Yeah.
I want the guy that's still trying to prove himself because I feel like the older veterans are reserved for teams that are trying to win championships at that point in time. Bulls ain't at that point right now. So, like you said, they're stuck in that middle. You know what I mean? That's where they are. So, I think Terry Taylor fits that mold for what the Bulls team kind of is right now. So, I feel like it's a good pick. Like, I like what he does. Like, the height that he is doesn't match the game that he plays.
Right.
And I really like that about him, dude. The arms are super long. He actually has
love an undersized four.
Oh, I love it. It's my thing, man. When you can play bigger than what you are, I dig it. Like, that's why I love Charles Barkley so much. Like, I love guys like that. But the long arms I like, you know, the defense I like on him. He has a little offense to him, a little tiny three-pointer. I'm not saying he's beating the world with it.
Just has like a weird hitch in his
shot. Hitching the giddy like, up. Hitching the giddy up.
Pulls it back, and then he pulls back again.
Yeah. He said, oh, you thought it was over? Oh, no. I'm coming at you.
And like, I don't have a problem with Terry Taylor in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. Like, I do like taking a chance on this kind of player, and I agree with you. Like, this is my kind of player, guy who can scale up and down, who can defend, who can pass. Like, that's the kind of guy I like and want on my team. To me, it's more just like the back end of the roster in general. What happens if Torrey Craig or Patrick Williams goes down for an extended period of time? Mm. Who's playing power forward? Who's playing backup power forward? Mm. And like maybe Terry Taylor's ready to step into that role, but are you getting shooting out of that role now? Not with Terry Taylor, not with Dalen Terry, with Julian Phillips. Mm-hmm. So I do think like, yes, they added Javon Carter. Yes, they added Torrey Craig. And I think those guys help a lot. Mm-hmm. And they certainly make the team deeper.
Sure.
But I don't think that like this team is now, you know, bulletproof 1 through 14, which is kind of where they need to be. Because we've talked about the margin for error. We've talked about the fact that Lonzo is taking up a roster spot.
Yes.
just period. So you're already down a man. So you have to be really, really secure in your back end. And I hope, you know, we kind of saw this last year with some of the two-way spots, like they had Malcolm Hill. They had Antetokounmpo in there, and they filtered some of those guys in throughout the season. I want them to keep doing that, trying guys out and making sure that, you know, if somebody isn't giving them something or they don't see it working, then you bring somebody else in and you try to bring in a skill set that you need somewhere else down the roster, because at a certain point, you can never have too much shooting.
Never.
Right? And
never.
I still think, you know, we'll just, it remains to be seen how much better of a shooting team they got from just Javon Carter and Torrey Craig.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. You raise a good point, though, like talking about what will it look like when these guys go down. And that's what I mentioned earlier. Like, if something like that happens, I'm not going to be mad if Terry Taylor has to step in. Because like I said, like you mentioned, he would act like the 15 guy on the roster. Like, he's not raising it or lowering it, but I think he's going to be kind of steady and right there. And could improve just because, you know, the situation that he's in and the age that he is. He could improve on that.
Yeah.
Or he could not. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know. You know what I mean? It's a crapshoot. But again, it's the continuity. They want to keep these same guys, and that's what it's going to be. You mentioned Billy Donovan III. Also want to point out he has been promoted to senior video coordinator. That's what Billy Donovan III is. And the Bulls hired Peter Crawford from the Dallas Mavericks. Pete will be the player development coordinator. So those are a couple other moves that the Chicago Bulls have made, just continuing with the continuity even within the team. Billy Donovan III. First of all, I didn't realize there were three Billy Donovans out there, so shout out to y'all for being on that level. Y'all cool with me. But yeah, it's cool. I enjoy it. I saw Detman say the NWA, the AWA, and WWE legendary roster, Terry Taylor, the Red Rooster. I know none of y'all know who that is. I know who that is. Shout out to him. Do you know who that is, Braggs?
I know who that
is. Okay, you know, because you wrote with D-Lo. I know you understand.
That's
you
right.
You get it. You understand. Yes. I know Will's is like, I've never heard these.
I have actually heard of that before, but I don't know what it is.
You don't know? The Red Rooster was a...
A wrestler, I assume.
Yeah. Yes, a wrestler back in the day. Dyed his hair red right here with the red trunks. Would go around acting like a rooster.
When Will said he'd take Terry Taylor in a vacuum, I'm like, that sounded like a hell of a wrestling match.
Look, you like was holding that one in, huh, Braggs?
I'll be here all day.
We got Dalen
plenty
Terry,
more dad
got,
jokes in oh, the holster.
Oh, Lord, yes.
We got Dalen Terry, we got Torrey Craig, we got Terry Taylor. That's a lot of very similar names.
Yeah, very similar name. Continuity.
And it's also like continuity. All these guys are the same. It's like Javonte, 6'5 power forward. Derek Jones, 6'5 power forward. Mm-hmm. Alex Caruso, 6'5 power forward. Like, Ayo Dosunmu is going to have to be a 6'4 power forward. And it's just like, can we sprinkle in like a little bit of a different skill set and like physical attribute here?
I just want the shooting sprinkled in. You can still be 6'5 and all that. I'd want somebody who's an elite shooter at that size.
Yeah.
This is all I really want.
They definitely have a type and they're sticking to it.
They got a type and they're sticking to it, man. That's a lesson for you kids out there. Find your type and stick to it and don't leave. All right, we're going to take a break here. We come back, we will get into the end season tournament schedule because it has been released. It is out there. You excited for it? Look at everybody going crazy. Can't wait for the in-season tournament. Oh, yes. I'm going to give it a shot. We're going to see what it is, man. We're going to go over that. And like we said, we're going to be playing some Hoops Grand Part Deux. You want to see Coach Gottlieb getting into this. Braggs is going to play with us as well, man.
I refuse.
You will be in it, Braggs. Don't you worry. But first, let's talk about a place that Braggs, this is just me assuming, you have visited this place before, and that is Hooters. Oh, that laugh. Look at that face. You've had some nights in there. You had some nights in the Hooters, Braggs.
I was certain you were going to say Sunnyside.
You should always be prepared for the unknown with me, sir. Always be prepared. I know I spent a lot of nights in Hooters. The wings were incredible. The shrimp is outstanding. And the beer, always frosty cold. And guess what? It's their 40th anniversary, man. It is a spot to catch all of the games this season. Not just one. All them things. Step up to our plate of those world-famous wangs, delicious seafood, stacked sandwiches, I broke the goat, salads, that's for the goat, and more. Tons of great beer specials and $6 drinks all day, day. You heard what I said? Six of them things. So check out the seafood specials, y'all, for $19.83. That's when it started. $19.83 for a pound of crab legs and great prices on the buffalo steamed shrimp. What was you getting when you was up in there, Brax?
I get just those traditional hot wings.
Traditional
man.
Wings, yeah, how you went?
All day long.
TMI, 911, anything like that?
No.
No, just hot traditional. Wings. Just regular hot wings.
Hot wings.
What are you dipping your wings in? What you got? Ranch? Ranch?
Yeah, yeah, I'm okay. A ranch guy.
I was a blue cheese person.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I
no, like the blue cheese. Is terrible.
It's the worst?
It's
really?
Disgusting. All due respect.
All due respect.
There ain't nothing worse than when you get a cup and you think it's ranch and then it's blue cheese.
I was always excited.
No.
You got the chunks of the blue cheese in there. It was special.
That's worse than when you think of a bottle of water and it ends up being vodka.
That sound like you've done that several times, Brad.
It's happened.
Then stop even drinking it. Did your whole thing, man. Hooters is celebrating 40 years in the business, y'all, in honor of the anniversary on the 4th of every month. You heard what I said? On the 4th of every month. Hooters will be hosting the throwback events, which will bring the 80s back with 83-cent wings and other great specials. So they just had that one on August 4th. Obviously, the next one will be September 4th. So make sure you get yourselves there and enjoy some Hooters wangs. You liked when I said that?
Wangs.
We enjoyed that. And after you get them wangs, guess what? Time to go to the gas station and fill up and go home. That's what you do. And the only place you can do that stuff at is Circle K. That's what you need to do. Because we're excited to partner with our friends at Circle K. Check out your local Circle K for all the best coffee. That's Matt. Beer. That's me. And snack selection. That's Will. And premium gas. That's all of us. Look out for freebies and giveaways down the road. Because you got to have your favorite road trip snacks. Mine is Doritos. You got favorite road trip snack, Brax? Favorite snack that you, when you're on the road driving?
Skittles.
Skittles?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Keep you awake?
Yeah.
Keep
tropical.
You alert. Tropical.
Tropical Skittles.
You fancy. Okay. Yeah. Not mad at you, man. Yeah, you like that. Got goat approval over here, son. You doing something. Goat approval is good. All right. Oh, man. Get those great deals and go-to pickups and also a great location. Anytime you're traveling, it is always a Circle K, and it's always fun to stop in there and get those snacks, get that gas, and use that awesome clean bathroom. I promise you, those bathrooms are always clean. So thanks to Circle K for sponsoring CHGO. Visit the nearest Circle K to pick up all your favorite finds. Circle K, it's all in there.
Try it for yourself.
Try it for yourself. Oh, man. So the in-season tournament schedule is out. It is on the way. The excitement is abound. Everyone is going crazy about this. I'm actually pretty excited for it because it's new. I just want to see what it looks like. So we're going to see what it looks like. But first, before we get into the schedule, let me give you a quick refresher on what the in-season tournament is. Braggs, if you could put that stuff up for me, my friend, I would appreciate that very much.
Got you.
So the group draw, ladies and gentlemen, all 30 teams divided into six groups of five teams. Groups are determined by draw based on prior season's regular season record. As you can see right there, the Chicago Bulls are in Group C in the East with the Celtics, the Nets, the Raptors, and the Magic. All right, next one, please, Braggs. The tournament nights will take place every Tuesday and Friday from November 3rd through the 28th, with the exception of Election Day. Make sure you guys get out there and vote, when no games will be played. Each team plays four teams in its group once, two home and two away. All tournaments will count towards the regular season standings except the championship. And there's a look at it right there, guys. That's what the quarterfinal rounds will look like. They will take place December 4th and 5th at the home city of the higher seed. And then after that will be the semis and the championship, which will take place December 7th through the 9th in the home of Will Gottlieb, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My kingdom.
Your kingdom is where it is. Now, what are they playing for and what's at stake? It is the teams will be competing for the all-new NBA Cup. Take a look at it. Look at it. Look at it. That's what it looks like. At the conclusion of the tournament, the NBA will name the most valuable player of the in-season tournament and the all-tournament team. A prize pool will be allocated to the players on the teams that participate in the knockout rounds. And like we said, everything begins November 3rd. So taking, well, first of all, Will, what do we think of this cup right here?
I'm for it. I know that's kind of maybe a hot take, but like it doesn't, there's no drawbacks to it. It's all regular season games. And like the NBA needs to find ways to try to introduce more competitive balance to try to make the regular season matter more.
Yeah.
And whether or not this works is kind of irrelevant. I like that they're trying.
Okay.
I ultimately, I think it comes down to whether the players buy in. If the players buy in, the fans will be interested. But like, this is very similar to what we saw with the play-in tournament. Nobody was excited about that. And then all of a sudden it became awesome.
Yeah.
And now it's like a staple of what's going on in the NBA and it's not going anywhere.
And also what the playoff, what it did, I don't know if this tournament will do it, but what the play-in did was add to arguments as far as, no, dude, this team came out the play-in and they went all the way and they did this. So it adds to that kind of thing as well.
And it it attempts to like reduce tanking too. The play-in does, right? Like, because even if you're the 10th seed, you have a chance to get into the playoffs.
That's true.
And I think that matters to players. They want to be competing in the playoffs. Where I think this comes a little bit short is that it doesn't impact like the playoffs at all. But I think that's kind of the point, is that the NBA wants to try to make it so that it's not just all about rings.
Yeah.
So that there's other things to compete for. And I think, you know, like I said, whether or not it works, who knows? But I do think that this is worth trying. I like that the NBA is going about trying to find solutions for load management, for teams like, you know, at the very high end, not taking the regular season seriously. You know, maybe some lower middle class teams are able to like pull this off because the Clippers and the Celtics and the Lakers and whoever else are like kind of coasting in the regular season, and they can feel good about that. Now, does it actually matter? Maybe, maybe not. Like, I don't think the first few years this will really matter in terms of like will the players be competing for this the same way that they would be for an NBA championship? Probably not. For a team like the Bulls, if they win this, is that now incentive for AK to be like, oh yeah, we won the in-season tournament, let's keep running it back?
Please no.
Like, hopefully not. But I do think that this is a good thing, and like I said, whether or not it actually works, who knows, but I like that they're trying something new. And I think a lot of times people are just averse to these kinds of things because it's new.
Yeah.
And once it actually gets going, I think it'll be pretty easy to understand. Look, the stats still count for the regular season. All the games are normal regular season games. But once you reach the knockout round and then the finals, you only have potentially one game outside of the regular season. So the two teams that meet in the championship, you go from the group stage, each team plays each other. Then you advance to the knockout stage where it's single elimination, and the teams that advance play each other, and then the teams that advance play in the quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals. The teams that make the finals have an additional game. Everybody else, it's just they count towards the regular season. So it's not taking anything away from the actual basketball. It's just potentially adding new stuff.
And also it could be something that hang your hat on as far as a team that – obviously isn't trying to win anything. Like, the Wizards come to mind immediately. Yeah. Like, this would be a big deal for them if they can actually, hey, man, well, we won something here, so we're on the right track of something and getting our team better and moving forward in the next season.
I think
season.
It could be totally a stepping stone for some of these rebuilding teams who, you know, want to come out there and prove to themselves that they're on the right track. Like you said, I think that's a really good point. And, yeah, I mean, I think the Bulls are just in a situation where I think – like, the long-term future of the team is just in such disarray right now that it's hard to really, like, say what this would mean for them or, like, how they could spin it for them. But I think for most teams in the league, you know, even for the Bulls with the play-in tournament, like, if they had gotten in and won a round, like, that would have been successful.
Yeah.
We'd still have questions about the long-term.
Sure.
But, like, that would have been, I think, a successful season based on the goals that they set for themselves.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
And I think in a lot of ways, this in-season tournament can represent that, too, for maybe some of these lower-level teams especially.
Yeah, I can see that.
God, I hate new.
You hate new? You're not a fan?
I hate it.
So you hate your new body? Is that what you're saying?
I hate when things are new.
Can't stand being in shape. This is the worst.
I want to be old.
Need triple cheeseburgers now. Give them to me. I see I got Joel says, the EC winnable for the Chicago Bulls. He feels it's a winnable. So, you know what? Let's take a look at the schedule that came out today, and let's see who the Bulls will be playing in this tournament for the in-season tournament. Thank you there, Braggs. There you see the schedule right there. November 3rd, that's a Friday, the Bulls will play the Nets. That's a home game. The 17th of November, they will play the Magic. That is also a home game. And then the two road games will be one against the Raptors, who is always, I don't know why, but always formidable, no matter what these teams' records are. That's what it is. And the Celtics, who are obviously the best team of that whole entire side, man. So, yeah, those will be the four games to be looking at. I do like the fact that this tournament starts early. You know, it's in season, but it starts at the beginning. Because that's part of their way of getting rid of tanking. You know what I mean? It's trying to, like, okay, it's going to do this, but it's going to go along while, you know, the season is just kind of kicking off. And it doesn't interfere with teams that are really, really trying to get a championship, make the playoffs. You know, after that All-Star break, stuff kind of kicks in. So it's not going to interfere with any of that. So it's kind of getting that done and out the way. And obviously before December, before you even go into the new year for the All-Star break or anything else kicks off, it gets that kind of done and out the way. So the way they planned it, schedule-wise, I think is the right way to do it.
Yeah.
Now we'll see as far as the execution, if it still means teams will come out with that fire and want to win this. Because I think you were raising good points earlier when I was talking to you about it. Like, a guy like, it might not mean anything to a Jaylen Brown. It might not mean anything to a DeMar DeRozan financially. It might not mean nothing to him. But it's still, they want to be playing for the guys on their team. Who that prize pool, which we don't know what it is yet, but that prize pool could mean something to those guys. Getting that trophy could mean something to those guys. Might not mean nothing to them because they're established. You know what I mean? They are who they are. But Terry Taylor, Daylon Terry, it might mean a little something extra to those guys.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, I mean, I think there's going to be teams at the top of the league who this probably doesn't matter to regardless, right? Mm-hmm. They're playing for an NBA championship. That's the ultimate goal. And as it should be, I mean, that is the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
But then there are teams like, you know, the Wizards of the world, the Hornets, like they know they're not going to be in contention for a title. They may, you know, get to a point where they're in the play-in race. Mm-hmm. But other than that, like these seasons are just so long. And if they're not actually competing for anything, mm-hmm. it takes a lot of the joy out of the game.
The monotony.
Certainly for the fans.
Yeah.
For the Bulls, it's like the margin for error is so small. The goal is what it is. They have to come out every game and play that way. So the Bulls are going to play, you know, these games the way that they need to.
True.
But I do think that it kind of, it brings teams up from the bottom to compete a little bit more, which I like. So I agree that by doing this at the start of the year, you're not catching anybody in like the full-on silly season tanking race of April. It's like trying to get everybody off on the right foot, you know, trying to add incentive to these games, trying to, you know, put some shine on some of these teams that may not get them later in the season. Obviously, the Bulls were one of the, I think, 11 or 12 teams that did not get any nationally televised games mm-hmm. in this group play. But yeah, I think it's just it's more opportunity, and I think that's important.
Very important. That's a great point, man. Some of the comments out there, because obviously some people are into this right about now. Throne had saying those are all wins looking at the schedule. The people who say the in-season tournament doesn't matter are those who have never won this tournament from a Bulls legend. You a fool. Oh, man. Michael says, I'm still going to root for the Bulls to win it, though. And I feel you. I mean, I think that's true. Like, your fandom is going to kick in no matter what kind of thing you're playing. Like you talked about the playing wheel earlier and, you know, how people were definitely leery of that. But then once you get down into it and you realize it's your team and you realize what's on the line for your team, it brings out the stakes, you know what I'm saying, a little higher in the fan that's actually watching. So that's a great point. And the point about it breaking the monotony as well. Like, it's 82 games is a long time.
Yeah.
It is. So breaking up with the monotony of that and doing it early on, because, you know, later on you have an All-Star game and then you have a playoff race. So it gives you kind of, you know, three things to kind of look at. And also I saw, I can't remember who was brought up, the gambling aspects of this. And please, yes, renewable and rechargeable brought up the gambling aspects. Yes, I think the NBA definitely saw that too as well. Like, they're like, dude, there's a way to make more money with this, with teams and fans betting on their favorite team to win this. This is all fact. Like, this could be a thing for them. So we don't know if it'll work. We don't know if it will, but I'm I'm with you, Will. I'm really open to it.
Yeah, I mean, let's just see how it goes. If it doesn't work, maybe they'll get rid of it, or they'll continue to make changes to it to try to improve it.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any real downside to it.
Yeah, no downside. A couple more comments real quick. Fry Rye says, 3-1 easy. The 1-0 against Wendell Carter's Magic. First of all, I've never heard it called Wendell Carter Magic before, so shout out to you for that. What was the one you just had up there, Brax? You just had one up there, sir.
Damn, MR unrealized profit going in on me here.
Oh, man, the profit is hitting you right now? Yeah. First he says, well, Gottlieb is great, but don't think I need to say more. Show needs at least two others in order to make Gottlieb appearance work. Well,
tough,
I disagree with that because
I got my,
first of all,
my
it's Quaff King right here. There. But no, somebody's attacking the Quaff King. They can't attack the Quaff King, dog. Like, you can't come out here like this.
That's tough.
This is what he does, is the greatness on here. Have you not stared at the hair? Have you not seen the 5 o'clock shadow? Have you not heard the words or read the words that come out of the GOAT, sir? The GOAT holds it down.
Gottlieb is great. Now let me smack him in the mouth right now.
I don't think I need to say more, but here I
am. Let me let you know
I
a little
really
more.
I shouldn't just say what I'm about to say. Right. Man.
MR,
here goes nothing.
As long as you're still watching the show, that's all that matters to me. So
and
thank
we
you
appreciate that, man. You had one, Braggs? You had something you wanted to add?
No, that was it.
That was it? Yeah. That was all?
What did you want me to
you
add?
You set it up for that? I gotta get on you, man.
I just got my bear claws out, and I said, okay. You should have just stopped at don't think I need to say more.
Well, Unrealized Prophet loves you, though, man. He says Braggs is the man.
This is true.
So, obviously, right. He loves you, bro.
All right.
So, he's attacking
and
me.
And he said
you,
Will is great, too. So, it's just like, man, he's all over the place.
Don't worry, Joel. I'm going to tell him. Like, you know what I'm going to do, man. You know I'm going to tell the truth, no matter how it sounds or what it is. That's how I roll. Gio says, is there an MVP of the in-season tournament? I wonder if it's Pat Williams. Yes, there will definitely be an MVP of the in-season tournament. That will happen. And like I said, there will also be an all-tournament team. That will be a thing also. Now, the only time the stats will not count is in that championship game. That's the only time the stats won't count towards whatever you're doing in that 82-game season. And, Will, you were breaking something else down for me about the knockout games that could occur. If you could break that down for the people and how that will come back later in the season if those guys get knocked out.
Yeah, so it's a little bit complicated. In the past, we've seen like the schedule just come out. You got your 82 games, and then the playoffs are sorted out as a result. But because of the way this works, you get your group play where you're playing against the four other teams in your group, and then there's the knockout stage, and the teams that – it's single elimination. So the teams that advance get to move on. But since we don't know who's going to move on yet – the teams that lose aren't going to have those games on their schedule until right. We know who else is advancing and who's not.
Right.
So the teams that don't advance will play against one another. The teams that do advance will play against one another. All that to say, when the schedule comes out, I believe on Thursday, we will only see 80 games on the schedule, and then the rest will have to be the final two games will have to be implemented once we know what's shaking out with the in-season schedule. So
okay.
Just be alert for that, you know, potentially, you won't see all 82 games come out on the schedule on Thursday.
You won't see all 82 come out on the schedule.
But also,
Thursday.
It's going to be crazy when Patrick Williams wins MVP of the in-season tournament.
It's a thing, man. And I'm not even going to laugh at that because that could actually be
and
a damn thing.
And as Michael Henneman says, like he in the comments, I just don't want our front office to celebrate a fake trophy if we win it.
No, we all on the same page with that.
Yeah, but again, like
we want to win, but we don't want it to be something they're hanging their hat on. Like, see, look what we did.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's not a fake trophy. It is a real trophy. It's just not the NBA championship. And I think that nothing will ever replace the NBA championship. That's number one.
Yeah.
So this is just additive. And hopefully, you know, the Bulls can move to a place where they're competing for both.
Yeah.
But, you know,
and
I agree.
You could bring that up to Mark Eversley.
Yeah, maybe we can. It'll be interesting to get his take on, you know. The in-season tournament and what it means.
Yes.
So tune in on Saturday.
Oh, look at that.
Because
we're
going to be talking to him.
Teaser.
That is a flex right there. Look at this young man right here teasing y'all with that. That's what the GOAT does. And that's why the GOAT be here. That's why he's here, y'all. Coming up, though, let's have some more fun. We're going to play Hoops Grid.
Power not.
Yeah. I know Braggs is so ready for this. Look at him. He can't wait. Oh, look at your face. Look at him, man. He can't wait. He's got to do it. We're going to do that, man, on the other side of this, y'all. Of course, we must talk about one thing, the one thing that matters most. And Braggs, do you know what that thing is? Take a guess. I'm going to wait. Take a guess about the one thing that matters so much here. Something.
The Goose Island, baby.
There it is. Come on, Braggs. Hit it one more time because you're right. Beer. That's what we about here. That rhymed. That's how we roll at the Goose Island Beer Company. CHGO, supported by the Goose Island Beer Company, y'all. It's been Chicago's beer since 1988, and they have a wide array of wonderful tasted products. Like what? Would you say, Big Dave? Well, let me tell you, the Goose Island IPA, that 6-time medal winner at the Great American Beer Fest. 6 of them medals, y'all. When they hit them medals coming and they hit that honk, they know they in trouble. The Tropical Beer Hug, or as I call it, the Herb Lawrence. 9.9% alcohol that's dangerously easy to drink. This is a fact. The 312 Wheat Ale, which is the classic. And, of course, the Matt and Dave favorite, the Full Pocket Pilsner. The everyday beer that is what the brewers are drinking and what the people who drink what the brewers are drinking are also drinking. You call me Braggs? Yes, you did.
I did.
Have some sunny side and figure that one out.
Ultra Fresh Goose Island Original Brew House, y'all. It's on Clybourne Avenue. Or you can check out the one on Fulton Street in West Town. And on Clybourne Avenue is in Lincoln Park, just to let you know where that is. Goose Island Beer Company, y'all. It's Chicago's beer, the true taste of Chicago. And also, thank you, Braggs. One more time, just because you like it. Okay, do it again. All right, yeah. Five we honks. Good. We good. Had Five to do honks. It. Had to do it.
Six. Sorry.
Too much power back there.
Right. You can't hand them that.
Unlimited power.
So, when I talk about being a diehard and people wanting people to become a diehard, okay? There's simple reasons, you know. You get the podcast on the live shows, you get the post-game shows, you get the premium written content from this young fellow over there as one of those people giving you that at allchgo.com. 20% off of events. You get the dope merch for all the teams. You get a free t-shirt when you become a member. And, of course, the members-only Discord, which is the CHGO Lounge. But on top of this, y'all, you know what also comes with it? That CHGO kickoff classic at Cog Hill, ladies and gentlemen. CHGO classic kickoff, Cog Hill, August 25th, 9 a.m. Shotgun. I just found out what a shotgun was. Do you know what it is?
A beer?
Yes.
That's why I love you, Braggs.
That's what we're doing at
we 9 think, we think alike, Braggs. Yeah. That's Some what Goose I thought Island? It was. No, it's a shotgun is when everybody tees off at the same time.
Okay.
That's what I figured that out. So if there are four groups, they all tee off at 9 a.m. at the same time. How's That's that? What a shotgun.
On different holes.
Sorry. On different holes.
I was like, whoa, this is
going to
be
not
crazy.
On one hole. Right, so it's the greatest golf tournament ever. Like, no. But they all tee off at the same time, y'all. So be August 25th at 9 a.m. It'll be 18 holes. You get 18 holes with a cart. Exclusive CHGO and Pens and Aces golf towel for all the players. Hole contest, giveaways, prizes, lunch, drinks, and a ceremony after the round. But what's most important is you diehards out there, if you're a diehard, you get a discount for this. All right? Get a discount with all that stuff, and you're playing at Cog Hill, which is an absolutely beautiful course. So, hope to see you out there. If you're a diehard member, sign up, save you some money. Come enjoy the game. Braggs, you going?
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Oh, me and
Braggs? I'm going to be taking Carm to task. We got a big rivalry cooking.
Oh!
And I'll also, just for everybody to know, you got to sign up by this Friday because they need a week to know how many people are coming. So Friday is the cutoff day to sign up for this event.
Yes. Friday's the cutoff. So make sure y'all be there. I can't wait to be there, bro. I'm going to be at a golf
course. Corey Wooten's going to be there.
Warren Moon's coming.
Corey Wooten, former Chicago Bear, current CHGO analyst. Mm-hmm. A few other surprised guests are going to be in
attendance.
You
just flexing right now, Braggs? That's what you're doing?
We're flexing.
See if Mark Eversley wants to come.
No flex zone.
Don't do that, Braggs.
I'll stop.
But yes, come out and have a good time with us, man. We got 90 people watching us, man, but only 25 thumbs right there. Can we get a couple more thumbs up, y'all? Show them the perfectness. There it is right there. Hit them with that thumbs up, y'all. Let's get those likes up in there. But now, it is time to have a little fun. Braggs, are you ready to have a little fun?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
Okay, geez.
Okay, well, guess what? You're going to have it. Anyway.
Like it or not.
Because we're going to play some hoops. Grids.
You give me one.
We did it yesterday.
Yeah.
Somebody earlier in the comments shouted you out, Will, and said they love the fact that you're incorporating this now into the show.
It's fun.
So they enjoy it. So guess what?
Let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun. It's off season. Let's have some fun.
Let's have fun.
Do fun. So we're going to do this right now. So what are we doing? Which one are we doing today, Will? What are we doing?
What day is this, Braggs? We got 7:28.
Uh-huh.
So we got from the top going across, we got Bulls, Bucks, and 1,000 career blocks.
Okay. And then explain to me down. How we're playing this game.
Yes, explain to Braggs how it goes.
Explain this to me like I'm five.
Okay. For the people that, obviously we got a handful of people watching on YouTube, mm-hmm. which we appreciate. And then there's also going to be a lot of people who are just listening. So I'm going to try to set the visual stage here.
Set the mood.
On the top, going across left to right, we have Bulls, Bucks, and 1,000 career blocks. Mm-hmm. Going down, we have Magic, OKC, and Celtics.
Okay.
So, for example, Braggs, the first tile, let's start with Bulls and Magic. You're going to click on that tile, and we're going to try to find a player that played for both teams. Now, you could pick the most common player like Vooch, but everybody's picking Vooch. Mm-hmm. So the idea here is that we try to get creative. We try to find obscure players who not very many people are thinking of that played for both of those teams to improve our rarity score.
I like how you
say
that.
Does that make
sense? Okay. All right. Well, just roll
we'll
with
do this. A couple and you'll get the hang.
It was hard for me, too, until he broke it down yesterday for me. Yesterday was the first time I did it, and it was okay. I did all right, man.
For some reason, just Keith trying Bogans
to get it.
I'm
trying to get it centered nicely.
I got a better name for you than Keith Bogans.
Okay, hit me.
Al Farouk Aminu.
Oh, that is a good one. All right, so you click on that tile.
Click on the tile. Click on that box. Tile.
All right.
There you go.
All right, and now I got to spell
this. A-L.
Wait, don't listen, guys. I don't want to hear it. Okay.
Nobody said anything to you, bro.
It's a dash, I think.
Yeah, it's a dash. A L dash.
Hey, look at. I love.
There he is, right there.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
So hit that.
Oh, I see.
And there it is. So
3.89. Pretty good.
That's a pretty good score.
That's pretty solid.
All right. That's a pretty good score. All right. What's next there?
Magic and Bucks.
Somebody who played for the Magic. And
by the way,
Bucks.
If you are in the comments and you are watching along, feel free to throw some names in.
Yeah, let me pull that. Let me look and see what the people are saying right there. Of course, they said Wendell Carter Jr. Steve Kerr was an NAD. You're right. He did play for the Magic. He absolutely did play for them, man.
But did he play for the Bucks?
But no, you're moving on to the Bucks. No, he played for the Magic and the Bulls. But
Horace
let's see.
Grant, how did we not, you know?
Of course.
Traitor.
But Farouk Aminu. Traitor.
Ooh, Eco Bean. Ersan Ilyasova. I love
that. Ooh, Ersan Ilyasova.
I love that.
Oh, my goodness. Let's roll with that then.
Robin Lopez.
Let's do that, man.
Want Ersan?
Yeah, let's do Ersan. I love
Ersan.
Yeah,
I like Ersan. Yes. There you are, right there.
I like it. Okay.
All right.
Pretty good. Score. What is that,
pretty good. And so now you're saying it has to be someone who has a thousand
career blocks.
1,000 career blocks.
Played for the Magic. Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq, he's going to – everybody's going to be on that.
Try Stanley Roberts.
Oh, my.
Try Stanley Roberts. I don't know if he did, but Stanley Roberts was known
you can,
for that.
If it's not right, it just will
– okay. Click so on that square.
You can guess.
Right. Type Stanley. I forgot to click on the square. I've already – forgotten.
See if this works.
This is why I wanted you to play, Dave, because you were just
yep. gonna... Stanley Roberts.
Big Tree. How about
Roberts?
Yeah.
Nope. No, it didn't work. Oh, he didn't have 1,000 plus.
All right, in the 90s, Big Tree.
Stanley Roberts was Big Tree.
That was Big Tree, right?
Yeah, he was Big Tree.
All right, I was making sure. It's been
in their history. Is there Shad?
Did Horace Grant play? Get 1,000 curb blocks? Does he play for the Magic?
I'm gonna say no. I'm going to say you have 1,000 quick rebounds. You can try Horace Grant.
Keep it Bulls.
See what Horace Grant is doing right there. If he got 1,000 career blocks for the Orlando Magic.
There we go.
He did.
We even got a picture.
Yes, he did. Well done, Goat.
How do they not have a picture?
No picture. And also, what percent is that?
8.02.
Not great. OKC and the Bulls. I'm thinking Cameron Payne. I'm thinking Taj Gibson.
Yeah.
Doug How about Tabo Cephalosha?
My God.
I'm digging it. Yeah, I'm digging it. Let's do it. Tabo Cephalosha, sir. I'm digging it. Let's roll with Tabo. 26. Not good?
That's not good.
No, how many for on Tabo?
9.4% for Tabo.
Not terrible. Let's just, if we can go all under 10%, I'd be very happy.
Okay, all right. So play for the Bucks.
Bucks and
Thunder. And OKC. Ooh, that's tough, man. Play for the Bucks and OKC. Bo Outlaw. Shout out Bo Outlaw to Detman. Tony, he says Tony Bradley. I don't think Tony Bradley.
That must have been.
They might have been.
That must have been back in the day. Okay. OKC. All right. I got you, Jay. Got you. I got you. That was back then. So play for Bucks the Bucks and the
Thunder.
And the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's a tough one, man. Because you think of OKC. And
did
I
Mike Muscala ever play for the Bucks?
Let's see. Mike Muscala. Let's see if Mike Muscala played for the Bucks.
And what you're doing,
he did not.
He did not.
Mike Muscala. Let's see. Anybody in the comments got a name for you there, Braggs? Anybody there?
Let me look. Nobody in the comments.
See, that's a tough. It's a stumper. It's what it is.
What happens if we can't?
Does Ray Allen count because since he was a supersonic, saying he was a supersonic and a buck? Let's try it out.
We're going to try it.
Let's try it out. Let's try Ray Allen. Hey, it counts.
We'll take it.
Because it counts.
So we could have done supersonics and bucks.
So yes. Oh, wow. So we could have really got into it. We could have got like Michael Cage.
Yeah.
We could have gotten deep into it.
Yeah, we could have got real deep into that, bro.
OKC and 1,000 career blocks.
For OKC, 1,000 career blocks.
I think just a player.
Steven Adams?
But that's also supersonics.
Yes.
Oh, 1,000 career blocks. Kevin Durant?
I think Nick Collison had 1,000 career blocks.
Let's find out. Let's try Nick Collison, sir.
All right, Nick Collison. We got
Mark. I'm seeing Serge Ibaka. That's going to be a good
one. Mark K's in the chat helping out now.
I doubt Nick Collison has 1,000 career blocks.
Let's see it. No, Nick Collison.
I'm only thinking of Thunder, but I feel like Sonics players would be
Serge Ibaka. George Hill. Mark K saying George Hill, but I don't know if he was.
I think that was for the last one. Yeah. Bucks and Thunder.
You know, he's from
Serge
Australia.
Serge is probably
so
the safest for the sense of time. I say go with Serge.
Serge Ibaka.
Blocka.
And
there he is. Oh, 25. That's
not great, Bob.
Not great, Bob. As the goat says.
Olden Polonese. Oh.
Olden Polonese.
All right, Bulls Celtics. Right. Daniel Tice.
Okay, Bulls Celtics.
Who else?
John Paxson? I think John Paxson.
Ryan Scalabrine.
Yeah.
Hold on. Didn't Pax play for both of them? Robert Parrish. Yep, Robert Parrish. Nope, you're right. How about you want to go with Robert Parrish?
Let's go Luke Alford. Luke Kornet.
You want to go Luke Kornet? That is obscure.
Or Javante.
Luke Kornet is I'm going to go with Luke Kornet.
The fact that he's on the team now makes me think that
5.61%.
Yeah. Well done,
Go. Not bad.
Well done. All right.
Bucks and Celtics.
Played for the Bucks and played for the Celtics. Well, that's definitely Ray Allen.
Yeah.
Who else? Let's see. Bucks and Celtics. Why is Fred Roberts popping in my head?
Try it.
Let's see if he was on there. I'm not sure, but you can try it.
Wait, say that again?
Fred Roberts. I'm not sure, but you can try.
You got it.
Got
him? 0.13%.
That Big is why you'd be good at this game.
Wow.
All right, 1,000-block player for the Celtics. Long history.
1,000 blocks for the Celtics.
Any player that played.
Dave Cowens. Did Dave Cowens have 1,000 blocks, Kev?
Career, I'm sure.
Don't think so? Okay. He said Rondo. who had 1,000 blocks for the Celtics?
Just in their
a
career
lot of people.
Total.
Robert Parrish, maybe.
Yeah, but obscure. We know the obvious answers.
It's got to be like a player who Walton. He played most of his career somewhere else and then played for a year with the Celtics.
Try Bill Walton.
Well, of course he did. I mean, that's...
Maybe. I mean, he was like sixth man. Yeah, he might have, but he played most of his stuff with the Trailblazers.
But it's career, right?
It's career. Let's see it. All right.
Hey, not a bad percent.
5%. There's nothing wrong with that.
What was our...
our score is...
Better than...
You were better than...
66.24% of
yesterday,
grades.
What did we get? Like
it was 55? Like 50-something percent, yeah.
So we're getting better.
Fred Roberts for the win, baby.
Fred Roberts for the win. Okay.
And that, and you pulled an all-timer there, Dave.
Hey, the hey, this
point,
is why we all wanted to
0.13% like, Fred Roberts.
Why don't we think of Fred Roberts? Yeah. That is why.
I am random with my players sometimes. I am very random, man. That is the kind of fun we are having right here. Thank y'all for enjoying that and indulging in
that.
Shout
out to the month of August.
Shout out to the month of August and maybe a little September as well.
I just want to be a part of it when I can pull the name Fat Lever, who's my favorite player from
Shout
the 90s.
Out Fat Lever. Played for Dallas
Nuggets.
For sure.
And the Nuggets.
He played for Dallas too.
Yeah.
Yep, sure did.
So when you guys come across Nuggets in Dallas.
We're going to be on it.
In honor of me.
Yes,
I
sir.
Fat Lever.
I got you back. I got you back,
Thank
man.
You.
Thank y'all for enjoying this. Thank y'all for enjoying us and hanging out with us, man. Make sure you follow Braggs. Where actually they follow you at?
At G Braggs Jr. 23. Mm-hmm. Me and the Bears crew will be down in Indianapolis for the Bears Colts joint practices the next 2 days.
Ooh.
With live shows at night to recap the practice. Wow. I've never been to a joint practice, so I'm very excited.
You look very excited about this.
I am so excited.
I'm very happy for you, man. Yeah. Every day I see Braggs, I'm happy for him, man.
Thank
the
you.
Man is living his dream.
I appreciate
he is a happy human being. We are also living ours too, man.
We really all are.
Follow this man over here, Will_Gottlieb. Follow me at BAWL Bow Sports. We will see y'all tomorrow with another brand new show and some more wonderful foolishness intelligence. It all makes sense. On behalf of our guy, Matt Peck, we'll see you soon, bro. Get well. Peace and love, y'all. We'll talk to you.